Simply, we all know that Egypt is through quite a difficult time, politically and, of course, economically. And we have seen that the government have been announcing for this 40 billion sales in assets over the coming 4 years. And we have seen that some of the Gulf countries, of course, they would like to make use of this opportunity by stepping in and trying to acquire and get some of our best projects or assets, banks, industrial companies, fertilizers, and petrochemicals, other things. So my take on this is that we have to be careful because this is very precious assets and it does serve most of Egyptians, and we have to be careful about it because I would have rather preferred that those investors, whether it's sovereign fund or even private companies from the Gulf, that they should have initiated new projects whereby we can have added value, new employments, new markets, but taking over some of the existing successful projects or assets, I see it of no help to Egypt. That's why I was not very happy with this.
According to data published by the World Bank in mid-July, Egypt would have to repay $33 billion in debt, including interest, in the period between March 2022 and March 2023, equivalent to the country's current foreign exchange reserves. How did the Egyptian parliament deal with the debt crisis and the acquisition?
Honestly, the Egyptian parliament have no big say on this. We do have this budget and planning committee who is supposed to oversight and to monitor all, let's say, agreements which Egypt made. But they are not really that strong when it comes to questioning or making life difficult for those economists or government officials in the Ministry of Finance who go for this kind of agreements. So I don't see that the parliament have a big say when it comes to this kind of borrowing money. So I can see that those who are more concerned are the experts, are the intellectuals, politicians. They are the one who is raising the questions. How come we have all this foreign debt, which we are supposed, as you mentioned, to pay back in a very short time, like a year from March 22 to March 23, whether the figure is 33 billion or less, which is representing, I would say, big pressure on Egypt's economy and which making life difficult for any kind of current and future development, especially for the most important services like healthcare, education, and other social justice programs, you know. So it's really quite a difficult situation, although the government is somehow confident that they can deal with this. The government believe that they have the means and the resources that they can deal with all these challenges, which I see it a bit difficult, you know, because we know our resources, we know our different incomes, which is not that great. Although we do have, of course, a big support from the Gulf countries, especially during the last couple of months, they have been positively supporting Egypt, but that will not last. And we have seen that they start to ask for assets, equities, guarantees for their money, you know, whom they are dumping to help Egypt's economic situation.